Hi, good morning. Gary Dixon from Spectrum Personnel. Firstly, apologies for not posting an audio boo as promised every Friday. Purely a commercial reason behind it, not personal disorganisation or that old phrase, time management. Which brings me to the theme of this audio boo. In simple terms, there seems to be a theme within the industry in Scotland just now, and I hear these comments on a daily basis, a back to basics approach. It makes me wonder how far the industry had moved away from the basic mechanics of recruitment. However, it can be probably distilled down into three areas in the recruitment industry that need to be focused on by any business. That's sales, service, and recruitment. There's always been an argument for and against which one should receive priority. The sales side of the business, the servicing, with all that goes with it, or the actual recruitment of our product in order to sell. I suggest that all three are as important as each other. And I think where the diversity comes in recruitment, in the recruitment industry in particular, is where trading names decide to place their focus or emphasis in terms of trading. I've noticed industries in the past which have been very sales orientated, others which have dedicated their business model to servicing clients, and those which have focused on the recruitment and retention of personnel both internally in the business and the product in which they sell. Myself, always a conflict. However, Spectrum has always prided itself on service, which rises over and above the cult of the individual, which seems to be a trend. Which I may be swimming against the tide on this one, but the whole reason why we have such diversification and fragmentation in the industry because of the personality cult. I generally believe that if you provide the right administrative systems, such as some of the national suppliers and preferred supplier agreements which we'll have in place at the moment, the right electronic service system backed up by a measured key performance indicator agreed set of criteria which clients and service employment agencies work to, then I don't see why we can't come up with a highly effective method of providing a one-stop shop service for clients. The challenges facing Spectrum in terms of sales, service and recruitment are all to do with the quality of personnel which are out in the marketplace, either looking to come into the industry for the first time or alternatively, or embedded in the industry and looking to change. I would suggest that Spectrum's key priority just now is to recruit personnel from the sectors of industry that they're looking to supply into. It's a bit of a refinement in terms of what we do, which I'm sure Scottish businesses out there, which are sector focused, would appreciate skills and knowledge from suppliers supplying to the businesses. Logistics was the first model which I've applied this to. Through a change in headcount in the business, I've employed a chap called Scott Blythe, who heads up the logistics division of the business. He's from household names and distribution as Wincanton and Norfolk Line. We also have Gordon Chalmers, who comes from old contract trading names, for example, Safeway and Morrison's, Wincanton itself as well. And a spell with Gist, if I remember rightly. So we're equipped with the right intellectual property on that division. We do have challenges in terms of sourcing personnel for the engineering side of our business, and looking ahead, the expansion of our commercial division. Currently we have two individuals embedded, Mark Flynn from an engineering recruitment background, and Lisa, who's from a commercial city centre-based business in Glasgow. I'm really keen to see these divisions push ahead, and I'd be interested to hear from other individuals that will be looking to work under them in time to come. Keep an eye on Spectrum. The focus is customer service and retention. Look forward to hearing from you. Thanks very much. Bye.